Pure Mafia Methods, Pro-Migration Leftist Protesters Target Swedish Politicians' Homes. By Chris Tomlinson on February 9, 2021. Several Swedish politicians in the municipality of Sundbyberg have made reports to their local police after far-left pro-migrant activists allegedly turned up at their homes to demand migrants be allowed to stay in the area. Local politicians belonging to the Social Democrats, the Liberals and the Centre Party said that members of the far-left activist group came to their homes to pressure them to allow migrants to stay in the area despite their apartment contracts being temporary. Peter Schilling, chairman of the municipal board and a Social Democrat, called the tactics used by the protesters as pure mafia methods, newspaper Aftonbladet reports. A press release from several local politicians stated, "No one has been injured, but several found these visits very unpleasant and that the purpose was to be intimidated. The events have been reported to the police." According to Schilling, the campaign to pressure the government to allow the migrants to stay in the area has been going on for months. Newly arrived migrants are typically given two-year apartment contracts before they are expected to move elsewhere. "When refugees come to a municipality, we guarantee housing for 2 years. In Sundbyberg, we have said that we give families with children 4 years to find a home. During these 2 years, you get a temporary contract and lots of help from social services, housing coaches and the like," Schilling said. The leftist group wrote a response to the allegations of intimidation saying, "Our intention was never to intimidate or threaten them. In addition, we believe that it must be compared to the discomfort experienced on a daily basis by the evicted tenants." Since the height of the migrant crisis in 2015, several Swedish municipalities have reported financial problems due to the large numbers of migrants they have provided for in terms of housing and social assistance. In 2019, the municipality of Bengtsfors stated that it was looking for government aid to avoid possible bankruptcy due to the costs associated with migrants and the fact many were unemployed and not contributing to the tax base. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.